It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A fight inside a Jeep spilled outside and escalated even when police say the driver hit one of the people involved. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Point Breeze section of the city.
It started about 2 in the morning when police say several people in the Jeep Compass were fighting, and then the driver stopped here at 16th and Tasker. Then passengers got out and the fight continued. What the fight was about, how many people were involved, police didn't say. But then investigators say the driver hit the gas and hit one of the people intentionally. That person ended up at the hospital. Their condition hasn't been released. Several parked cars were hit as well, including Leon's gray van.
Crazy boom. Come outside, witness my car was parked on one spot, and you look up and you see it at a block away.
He was confused. How did his van, which was smashed in the back and has a flat tire from the crash, move down the block? Detectives searched the van as part of the investigation and also were looking around for surveillance footage in the morning. No word yet on any arrests. 16th and Tasker was closed for hours until a police tow truck took the Jeep away. In Point Breeze, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Controller is recommending new measures to keep city departments from abusing no-bid contracts. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Controller Christy Brady found two problems with the way city departments use a provision of the city charter that allow a few of them to skip the bidding process in order to contract with nonprofits for certain services. One, departments that aren't allowed to use the exemption are using it. And two, departments that are allowed to use it are failing to budget for the correct contract amount.
The process lacks transparency and could lead to overspending.
Christy says that puts tax dollars at risk and is unfair to vendors. She recommends stronger controls on no-bid contracts. City Council has passed a bill that would eliminate them altogether, a controversial measure opposed by many nonprofits. Mayor Parker is considering whether to sign it or veto it. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
While the Sixers and officials in Philadelphia continue discussions about building a new arena near Chinatown, New Jersey is reaching in for a steal. The proposal from New Jersey includes the potential of $400 million in tax incentives for the team to build a mixed-use arena on the waterfront in North Camden. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the story.
Mayor Vitkar Starfin says this would be a transformative project for his city.
It opens up so many other expansive opportunities for, you know, our community and residents, being jobs, you know, housing.
The team says they have been focused on building near Chinatown for 5 years and continue working towards that goal. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says state funding wasn't offered to or requested by the team, which he thinks is a sign of the team's commitment to Philly.
I love the Sixers. They belong in Philadelphia. So I recognize Jersey may want to try and entice them to move across the river, but the Sixers shouldn't go anywhere.
But the shot clock is ticking. The Sixers say they want a new home by the 2031-32 season, and until plans are finalized to build in Philly, they must seriously consider other options, including the Camden proposal. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Black nonprofit leaders are getting some much-needed support from the United Way of Greater Philadelphia and Southern New Jersey. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
The Center for Leadership Equity is the first of its kind in the region. Kelly Woodland, Managing Director of Leadership Equity for the United Way of Greater Philadelphia and South Jersey, says it is focused primarily on supporting and strengthening Black nonprofit leaders.
And the reason why that's important, because oftentimes, even when you look at some of the data, the Black community have been identified as having some of the challenges, have been identified as being vulnerable.
Woodland says many Black nonprofit leaders have very little social capital because they're focused on the work and don't have ample opportunities to go out and meet the decision makers or meet people who may be able to put them in touch with other individuals. Learn more at bncep.org. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.